passage is the mystery of godliness. And our text is found in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. Here is both the title of the message and the explanation. 1 Timothy 3:16, the title of the message, The Mystery of Godliness, and you'll see that both the message title and the message essence is found in this one text. Verse 16, 1 Timothy 3, and great and important and weighty, we confess, is the hidden truth, the mystic secret of godliness. He said it's an important, great, hidden secret. And what is that? The mystery of godliness. Well, what is this whole mystery of godliness, and how can it be explained? Next statement. He, God, was made visible in human flesh, justified and vindicated in the Spirit, was seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, and taken up into glory. He, God, was made visible. That is one part of the explanation of the mystery of godliness. God made visible. How was that done? Through the revelation of a person. The Lord Jesus Christ will see more fully how that's done, even not only in Christ, but in us as well, this morning. Godliness is a mystery. Mystery simply because of the fact that it's not something that we can visualize. You know, if I were to ask you to have a mental picture of godliness, you would have to conjure up either a person in your mind, somebody, or some facts of holiness or whatever it may be. So in a sense it is a mystery, and fail to grasp this and you'll never understand the true nature of what godliness really is. God did not create humanity, that is you and I, Adam, go all the way back and all the way through history, that we might somehow try to imitate God. There would be no mystery in that. No mystery in imitating God. The capacity to imitate resides in the one who imitates and does not have its source in the one that is imitated. So there's no mystery in that. In direct contrast to the imitation of God, godliness, or more conveniently, godlikeness, is the direct consequence of God's activity in man. Let me stop there. Godliness is a direct consequence of God's activity in man, not man's capacity to try to imitate God. This is the nature of the mystery of godliness.